education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, if you're ready to groove online when it comes to shopping, you've tuned into the right show. We're going to educate you on everything and anything you could possibly want to know about online shopping.
Get your credit card on.
Get your credit card on.
Get your groove on. Get your online shopping on.
And we have yet another data doctor joining us here in the studio. It's his first attempt at trying to get a word in edgewise.
Go, Chris, go.
Good morning.
It's Chris Cabrera.
Cabrera.
I pronounced it properly, finally.
We'll just go with
Chris. Yeah, you guys can call him Chris, and you can call Ken, and you can call me
Brandon.
Well, we can't say that on the air.
We call him C-Cab, right?
We do?
J-Lo, C-Cab.
C-Cab? Yeah. No. C-Cab. We don't call him that ever.
All right. First and foremost, folks, when it comes to making a purchase online, this notion that the fact that you're putting a credit card into a website is somehow more dangerous than handing your credit card to a grungy waiter, as I said in my column, in a dark restaurant, or some merchant at a large department store, or calling some stranger on the phone and just wrapping off your all your information to the stranger.
Right. Here's my social security number, here's my credit card number.
My address.
Yeah, exactly. Just because they had a catalog, they're somehow more safe than this website. The reality is when you input numbers into a website, there is no human being on the other side watching. In fact, that S thing Adam was just talking about that what that does is it allows the information to be encrypted or scrambled. So as you're typing it in, under normal circumstances, people all over the internet could be watching what you're doing. But if you're on an HTTPS site, there's this scrambling effect going on, this encryption going on. So all the information that goes between you and wherever this web server is where you're making the purchase, it's all just gibberish.
Good.
Cool. Garbage.
So really, the fear of any kind of shopping situation now has little to do with the online effort. It has more to do with the fact that all of these companies store all that information in a database.
There's where the danger can occur.
Once it is in that database, whether you did it online, you called through your catalog, you went to the department store itself, you went to the grocery store and gave real information about yourself, once it's in a database, that's where the danger is. Who gets access to that database?
And there's very, very, very little restrictions or regulations on how to control those databases out there, which is kind of strange. You would think that somebody, some governmental agency somewhere, would step in and say, okay, if you're going to store this, you have to do this, this, and this.
Just what we need is more government intervention.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is it's strange that we don't have it because of all the
I can tell you why these legislators would have no clue even what the beginnings of how to build a parameter like that, but thank goodness for that. The reality is the larger companies spend millions and millions of dollars to secure this data.
Can you say millions?
Billions and billions.
And trillions.
Trillion.
Amazing.
Lots.
Yeah. So that's one clue to you when you're buying online or buying anywhere, actually, is how secure is the data going to be, not just today, not just tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now. There was a big uproar about one of the big online dot-comers, what was it, eToys or something, that they had all the privacy policies and they said, everything's cool, we'll keep this thing secure, and then they went bankrupt. And the first thing they tried to do was sell the database.
Well, because they want to kind of get some liquid money out of the thing,
well,
right?
It was the only asset they had. Well, this is where our laws came, or the judicial system kicked in and said, wait a minute, no. You have to stick to that pledge and what have you. So they couldn't just auction the thing off, and they had to go through very specific steps. But the bottom line here, folks, is that once it's in a database, there's a chance that somebody somewhere is going to have access to it, and depending upon who they are and what their intentions are, a lot of times it's just to, spam you, send you junk mail.
Yeah.
But truly, if you're in the habit of pulling cash out of an ATM in a dark alley, if you're out there in restaurants and you give somebody a credit card and they run away with it and come back, well, that's probably more dangerous than shopping online. So let's start with that.
More dangerous than you know. We're talking about online shopping. Is it safe? Is it dangerous? We've got Tim on the line and we've got Jim on the line who both want to know about online shopping. Tim asks questions about eBay and online shopping, and
ooh,
is it dangerous or safe?
Good question.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. And your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. You're wondering, is it safe for you? Have you tried it and had good experiences or bad? That's the number for you to call, 602-277-5827. Or check out the resources at datadoctors.com and click on the radio section.
So remember now, online shopping, the process is safe, but who you do business with, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
It's called Bricks to Clicks.
Yeah.